This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday it was now time to prepare for a no-trade deal Brexit unless the European Union fundamentally changed course, bluntly telling Brussels there was no point in talking anymore. A tumultuous no-deal finale to the United Kingdom's five-year Brexit crisis would sow chaos through the delicate supply chains that stretch across Britain, the EU, and beyond, just as the economic hit from the coronavirus pandemic worsens. British Prime Minister Johnson said Friday he would intervene with further localized restrictions to fight a rapidly growing second wave of the coronavirus pandemic after more of northwest England was put on the highest COVID alert level. Tougher restrictions were announced for Lancashire, but Greater Manchester's mayor has resisted a move to put his area in the highest tier unless the government increases its financial support through the winter. If agreement cannot be reached, I will need to intervene in order to protect Manchester's hospitals and save the lives of Manchester's residents, Johnson said at a news conference. As a second wave of the pandemic builds, Johnson's government has pursued a tiered approach to shut down local regions with surging cases in the hope it can allow the least affected areas to remain open to protect the economy. A Berlin court Friday suspended an order for bars and restaurants to close from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., finding that, quote, it was not apparent, end quote, such a measure could help fight coronavirus. Ruling on a case brought by 11 restaurant owners, the administrative court noted new infections in Germany currently stem from private gatherings of family and friends at community facilities, meat processing plants, religious gatherings, or in connection with travel. The court ruled closing food and drink establishments was an encroachment on freedom. This is VOA News. The world's largest randomized trial of COVID-19 treatments found, quote, conclusive evidence, end quote, that remdesivir, a drug used to treat President Donald Trump when he fell ill, has little or no effect on severe cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
I'm Charles de Ledesma. The WHO has announced the long-awaited results of a six-month trial that endeavoured to see if existing drugs might have an effect on the coronavirus. The study, which is not peer-reviewed, found the drug treatments tested, which included remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine, had little or no effect on whether or not patients died within about a month or whether hospitalised patients recovered. The results are in sharp contrast to a large study in the US which found remdesivir shortened the time to recovery by about 5 days on average. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The resurgent coronavirus disrupted the EU leaders' summit, only their third face-to-face meeting since the pandemic began, with the EU's chief executive and Finland's prime minister dropping out after coming near people who later tested positive. A European Union diplomat said this week's meeting was likely to be, quote, the last physical gathering of EU leaders for a while, end quote, as the second wave of COVID-19 brings record daily infections and forces government to restrict lives again. Leaders agreed to hold video calls to coordinate measures to combat the pandemic among the bloc's 27 countries. Italy's prime minister said regular calls would help coordinate moves on tracing, restrictive measures, vaccines, and therapies. U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden plan to hit the campaign trail again Friday with visits to three battleground states after displaying their sharply contrasting styles in dueling televised town halls Thursday night. Mr. Trump lags in opinion polls, and latest figures from his campaign show he is also behind in fundraising in the final weeks before the November 3rd election. As the candidates return to the trail, a record 21.2 million Americans already have voted, according to the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida. Bolivians in wealthier areas of La Paz have begun stocking up on essential supplies and queuing up to buy gas ahead of Sunday's presidential election. They fear a return of deadly clashes that followed a fraught ballot last year. Friday, French police said they shot dead a man who minutes earlier had killed a middle school teacher in a Paris suburb street. According to a police source, the teacher had shown pupils in his class cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which are considered by Muslims to be blasphemous. Read more on these and other stories on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.